At their last meeting, Council received an update on the Integrated Care Hub and approved $500,000 to keep their shelter services up and running. The Integrated Care Hub is located at 661 Montreal Street, supported by a group of organizations: Addiction and Mental Health Services, Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington, Kingston Community Health Centers, Providence Care, Trellis HIV and Community Care, and Homebase Housing. The ICH provides low-barrier services to individuals in need, including a place to rest, meals, and harm reduction supplies. After the September 2024 incident, where two people were killed in the area surrounding the hub and the nearby Bell Park encampment, Councillor Gregory Ridge proposed the ICH present a security and safety plan and form a community consultation group to continue receiving funding from the city. In addition to these conditions, which were met by the ICH, the motion asked city staff to compile a report with information and safety metrics related to the operation of the Integrated Care Hub. This report was presented to Council at their April 15th meeting. Councillor Ridge noted the steep increase in emergency services since the establishment of the ICH in a question to the city's Commissioner of Community Services, Jennifer Campbell.
So I want to start by saying, you know, based on the data tables and the reports that are contained therein, there's a lot to parse there. But I'm going to start with, based on the data that's presented in the report and any data that may be available to staff with regards to increases in emergency response throughout the city, are there any other areas of the city that have a 176% increase in fire response, a 313% increase in paramedic response, or a 372% increase in police response from 2020 to 2021?
Commissioner Campbell, go ahead.
Thank you, and through you. No, there is not.
However, Ridge also noted the important care the ICH has provided to the community's most vulnerable residents, including their crucial food program.
But I do also want to highlight from the report, there were over 38,000 meals served in 2020. There were over 39,000 served in 2021, just shy of that. So, I think that this is a step in the right direction.
588 unique individuals accessed ICH services from April 1st, 2024 to January 31st, 2025. The report also included a recommendation from a 2022 third-party review of the ICH that select services should be spread out across Kingston. Councillor Tozo underscored what control the city has in terms of ushering in suggested changes.
One of the recommendations was that some of these services put together can cause some exaggerated challenges for the area. And some of the recommendations are separating some of these services out, if I'm reading the report correctly. The other challenge I'm just trying to figure out is we don't control all these services. It's a consortium of partners. I just want to get this on the public record. The city is one small player in a much larger consortium of agencies that are there, and this is provincially funded for the major services.
The conversation around the horseshoe is short, but the community consultation group, which includes neighbors, business owners, community service providers, ICH service providers, and counselors, plans to discuss the new information in more detail, according to Councillor Gregory Ridge. Council unanimously approved the allocation of $500,000 specifically to support shelter operations at the Integrated Care Hub until March 31, 2026. The ICH provided 619 overnight stays in their rest zone in January 2025 alone. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.